Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. I'm here at the BEI conference in Denver, Colorado, and Business Enterprise Institute is a group that helps professionals who are interested in helping business owners to someday exit their business to learn more about it and to follow a process that's been developed and honed over the last many, many years by a wide variety of professionals. And with me now is Jim Deshaies of Colorado Business Exchange here in Fort Collins, Colorado. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Pleasure to have you on, Jim. One of the first things we like to do is give our listeners a sense of who they're listening to. So could you tell us a little bit about you and your background?
Sure. I grew up in New Jersey, family of 10. I was the middle child, so I feel like I'm good at mediating.
Yeah, you probably are. And getting food off the table as quick as you can.
Exactly. There wasn't a whole lot of money to go around in the family that big, and I ended up leaving my house at 18 and put myself through college, graduated college, and started a business in New York City cleaning curtains for hospitals, which was a fairly niche business and one that I grew over 10 years and ended up selling to one of my first clients. He was a director of housekeeping at one of the hospitals. I didn't even know there was a such thing as a business broker at that time. Mm-hmm. And after selling my business, I thought that was something that I could, you know, help people through, and came to Fort Collins with kind of not knowing what to do and just evolved into that process of helping.
Interesting perspective might be for our listeners who are thinking, I didn't know there was a business broker out there either. What did you think the process would be like as a business owner? What were you thinking before you found out about a business broker?
Wasn't sure.
You're too busy growing and building a business, right?
Exactly.
That's a lot of our listeners are in that boat.
And it was kind of easy for me because I had a very unique business, and the people that I worked for, these directors of housekeepings at the hospitals, a few were actually mad that I didn't approach them, you know, of the others, other than the one that I sold to. But it was basically, I figured I had to find my own buyer. And
you were on your own.
Exactly.
Right.
Found an attorney that I thought would be appropriate, and they ended up being so, and we just put the deal together ourselves, actually.
So what does your company do, and how do you help a business owner? So what is it like to hire a business broker?
I wish I had that kind of mentor, I guess, when I went through the process. It starts with just, you know, where are you now as a business owner? What are your resources? What's your family situation? You know, that there are different reasons and motivations for wanting to leave a business, and it's, you know, trying to get on the same plane with the owner and help them to think about this, you know, and it's a huge change. And in many cases, the business is the identity of the owner, and are they ready to leave that? And in what fashion? And I've had cases where owners have, you know, taken the lowest bid because they liked that person the best.
Okay.
So it just, they're very concerned about their company, their employees, and, you know, helping them to just get through that process.
So sometimes it's about the money, sometimes it's about the timing, sometimes it's just, I just want out. And hopefully they've lined up and worked with someone so that they have the best negotiating platform to work from, right?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
And that's something else that, you know, here at BEI, the exit planning work that you all help us to learn, or they're learning, you know, helping us here.
Right.
just expands that repertoire to be able to help the people see the bigger picture. Oftentimes it's, well, I need to sell my business now. And, you know, well, wait a minute, let's step back. Let's, you know, look at this whole big picture. And do you realize, you know, values versus cash flow? When right. you leave this business, you're not going to have the cash flow anymore. And the value that you've received from it, that lump sum, needs to carry you through.
So there's usually a lot of surprises and sometimes pain that business owners go through when they first approach someone like you. And one of those is they think the business is worth more than it might be worth on the market. Isn't that true?
I think that's fairly universal. There is a rare case where the owner is realistic or even pessimistic about the value and the prospects for selling it. But the overwhelming majority of the owners feel like their business is worth more than the market will bear and think that the process is much easier, you know, kind of like selling a house, which often we get compared to, but it is a much more complicated process than that.
It would have to be a very well-run, owner unimportant kind of a business to be like a house transaction, wouldn't it? Or just a little money machine, because you have all the issues of management, continuity, financing, the marketplace, which of course the housing market has too. So there are some similarities to the asset transaction, but you have so many more moving parts at work.
And I would agree. And it's unlike a house or a piece of real estate, there's intrinsic value there. You know, the market may change and the value may fall 10 or 20 or even 30% in a huge shift. A business's value, even one where the owner isn't involved so much, literally could be worth nothing in 2 or 3 years. And so that's a big risk that the buyer is taking as they come in, and that risk factor needs to be discounted into the price.
That's a good point. Now, when we're talking about valuation and the importance of that, do most owners understand that what a buyer is really going to look at to buy is the discounted future cash flow of a business, or do they just think it's, do they understand what's behind a valuation, I guess I should say?
I think they do at some level understand that it is the future cash flow. What I think they have difficulties understanding is the amount of risk that the buyer is assuming compared to the amount of risk that they have. They've become used to the risk over time. It's like a sunk cost to them, whereas the buyer is looking at, and in most cases, that's their biggest concern is like, oh my gosh, you know, if this business does fail, my, you know, remainder is the $100,000 worth of equipment, not the $1 million worth of, you know, future profits I was expecting.
So is that one of the things that you help buyers to, or excuse me, sellers to do, is kind of look at the business from a buyer's perspective?
I feel like that's one of my primary responsibilities, is to really come in there, and it's often difficult. I've had, you know, clients in tears, you know, or their wives in tears as we're going through this exercise, and just, you know, but it's, you know, I'm not there to tell them what they want to hear. I'm there to tell them what they need to know in order to make.
Well, you're a freedom fighter. You're fighting for their freedom, right? I mean, you're on their side of things, but what they don't realize is that all their years of maybe neglect and you know, not paying attention to some things that would make it a very transferable asset are now going to come back to haunt them unless they go into this planning phase and do some work on it, right?
Exactly. And each business is different. And it goes to a little bit of marketability as well. Some businesses are not going to get to that level where the owner doesn't have to be there. It's, you know, that owner just isn't going to get there. And it doesn't mean it's not marketable at all, but we need to find a person that will replace that owner. And that buyer pool is very small.
Good point. Now, listeners, you know, some businesses are just not going to sell. we got to come to grips with that. There's some businesses that are just too personal, too built around the individual, and it's up to you to build your own buyout plan, your own retirement plan. Harvest as you go. Don't think you're going to sell it for some big multiple. Now, other businesses can morph into a more saleable asset with some planning work, right? So I know when people come to M&A groups, business brokers, venture capital firms, we hear routinely that 9 out of 10 get turned away and say, come back some other time when you've spent some time working on your business. Now, is this something, obviously, since you're here at the Exit Planning Conference, is this something that you help the business owners who aren't ready for prime time to do to have a more successful transition?
Yes, as much as I can. There are the principles of value drivers and having sustainable systems and people in place that, you know, that business can run without you. Another, you know, challenge that I put forth to the potential sellers is, well, you know, is there someone inside the business that can replace you? And at some level, if we allow that or nurture that relationship to bring that person up, that owner might be able to retire but not have to have sold the business, that the business can remain in their ownership for a much longer period of time if they're not doing those things that are, you know, bringing them down. You know, that I can't keep doing whatever it is
right.
For the next 10 years is what I often hear. It's, you know, I'm done. I've been doing this 30 years and I don't have it anymore. Well, you know, let's divide those duties out and, you know, hire someone to do those things that your source of frustration.
Yeah, for a lot of people, they're getting to an age where they're just getting tired and they just want to go from overtime president to part-time chairman.
That's
right.
And that's, I think, a wonderful exit strategy and
yeah.
One that can be more lucrative in the long run for that business owner.
Right. Ultimately, they're going to have to deal with an exit because we talk about it here at BEI that every business will someday exit their business. Now, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. It's every business owner will someday exit their business. They might die with their boots on at their desk, you know, and that's their exit strategy, but they're going to exit their business then. What we want to do is give them enough options, as many as options, and a negotiation platform of strength by having things in place so that they can control it and get top dollar for their life's work, right?
Absolutely, as much as possible.
So you're in a great position, and I know a lot of business brokers, you know, will just say, I can't sell you, so I'll see you. and it's nice to know that there are people out there that will say, you're not gonna get what you want right now, but I can help you and stick with me and let's work together to build up the value, and things will look a lot better if we can work together for a year, maybe a year or two on this.
And at least a year or two.
At least a year. I mean, more times better, right?
And it's to achieve their goals. I mean, oftentimes an owner comes into the situation and they think they have one option. What we've learned or what they teach here at the conference is that there are many options. And getting a firm grasp of the real goals and objectives of that owner, and then presenting all those options as viable, and, you know, let them help them to see all the options, and then make the informed choice rather than just what they think.
Perfectly put. And the thing about this process, if you're listening to this and thinking about, well, maybe I should go see my CPA or maybe I should go see my attorney first, you really need someone who's going to be able to help you navigate the tax, legal, operational, financial strategies that are employed in an exit plan. And the thing about it is there's a certain priority running order. You can't do all the strategies all at once. You will go broke and crazy. So you need someone like Jim, who's going to help you say, I understand the mechanics of how your business is valued, and I understand how to grow that. Now let's put together a strategy using this method, and then let's get your team members involved as needed and on board, so we're working together collaboratively as a team, right?
Exactly. And it's oftentimes not a one solution answer, that there's a plan A and a plan B and a plan C, and they can all be worked together. They oftentimes are, you know, not in cross purposes. They're all trying to get you to your goal. They all have the idea of getting as much money as possible into your pocket through the process.
The attorney's working on a project, the CPA's working on a project, you're working on a project, the owner's even working on projects internally.
Without a doubt.
So you need a project manager for that, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You don't build a house without a general contractor that manages all the subs that are working on it.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the role of the exit planner.
Yeah, great point. Now, are there any tips or ideas or precautions that you would say to someone if they're saying, you know, okay, I get it. I need to plan in advance for this. I need to talk to somebody who's going to help me understand what my value is now and help me move to the market. If the right time is now, that's great. But if not, they're going to help me. What are some tips or ideas or precautions you would tell to somebody like that?
Remain flexible.
Good.
The market is going to come at you with things that, you know, even I don't know. I've had instances where businesses was great. You know, I'd buy this thing. It's, you know,
yeah.
And a year later, it's still sitting there. Others where, you know, who would buy that?
You know? Right.
And,
right.
You know, there we go. 3 months later, there's someone, you know, writing a check. And so you don't really know what's going to happen. It's a big question mark when you go to the market. But, you know, keep your eye on the prize. Have your plan B if that process does not come to fruition, and you know, just be flexible and react as things come.
So start early. I always tell people,
yes.
You know, I always tell people, they say, well, when's the best time to start this? I say, well, the best time was 5 years ago. The second best is now.
Right.
But get started on understanding, because it's not, like you said early in the interview, it's not just something where you put it in the classified ads and sell it one day. This has to be well thought out. And as more and more businesses are up for sale, because the baby boomers are getting to that retirement age, it's going to be more competitive.
Yeah, it's something that's scaring me a little bit.
More contestants in the beauty contest.
Exactly. And I think through that, there's going to be more innovation in the types of things that business owners are doing. While they think now I'm going to sell my business, it's very likely that they're going to be doing something else.
So, Jim, how can our listeners get in touch with you and your website or phone number?
I'm at cobizex.com, cobizex.com, and my number 970-224-3339. And I'm at 19 Old Town Square in Fort Collins.
So business owners, you know, you can work with people who wing it, or you can work with well-prepared people who actually attend continuing education conferences to sharpen their saw, to get more ideas from a wide variety of professionals, and really take this seriously as a profession. So call Jim Deshaies, get in touch with him, go to his website, check it out. What do you have to lose? You're just going to learn how to make your business more valuable and have more options when it's sale time. Jim, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
I've been talking with Jim Deshaies of Colorado Business Exchange in Fort Collins. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.